This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chiamakili. Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard's ethics trial is drawing to a close. Lawyers will make closing remarks today. Hubbard's defense rested unexpectedly yesterday following the speaker's third day on the stand. Megan Hurley is a reporter with the Opelika Auburn News, and she's been following the trial for WBHM. Hurley spoke to WBHM's Rachel Lindley about what's next and the defense's abrupt end yesterday.
No one expected it whatsoever. And we had been told earlier in the week that the defense actually had other witnesses they would call. But Hubbard ended up actually being the sole witness for the defense, which is something that everyone's kind of buzzing about. Honestly, we thought that would last the bulk of the day, when it only actually ended up lasting a little over an hour.
How does it seem he's feeling when he's up on the stand? Does he seem nervous, confident?
For the most part, Hubbard has been very calm and collected. He's been very composed. I actually think that the jury has responded quite well to him for most of the time. He's very engaging. But you could tell there were some times 2 days ago and yesterday, some of Matt Hart's questions kind of threw him for a loop.
So what happens now?
Well, the defense rested yesterday, and actually closing arguments got started. The prosecution talked a little bit about each charge, just kind of laying them all out for jurors. In a case like this, when you have 23 different charges, it can be more than a little bit confusing to keep up with them all. But Duffy basically went down the list one at a time, giving them the law, explaining the circumstances surrounding each charge. Kind of the main theme of his argument was that Hubbard violated these laws no matter what type of explanation he tries to give for reasons why they may or may not have been okay.
How did the defense respond in their closing argument?
Basically, defense attorney Lance Bell just kind of said that everything that Duffy had said was just wishful thinking, and he said that his client, Speaker Hubbard, has never broken the law and that prosecutors have never presented any type of evidence or witnesses to really suggest that he did and that his client is innocent.
What are you expecting for today?
We're supposed to get started today around 9 a.m. We expect the defense to wrap up their closing arguments first. They got about 45 minutes in yesterday, and they're allotted 2 hours total, so we'll see how long that lasts. And then the prosecution actually will have another opportunity to argue a rebuttal to what the defense says. After that, the jury will be charged, and deliberations will begin.
Is there any sense when we might know the verdict?
I think if there's one thing that this trial has taught us thus far is that you can't really predict what's going to happen. Juries can deliberate from minutes to hours to days, but I would expect with a case this complex with 23 different charges, we're probably looking at hours to days. I think that the earliest that we would have a verdict would be late Friday or early Monday.